If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Austin?
Jay, what's good? How was the flight?
It was all good. It was all good, man. It was it wasn't too long, but I will tell you this. It is hotter than Hades down here.
That dry heat keeping up on you?
I like to train down here in the dry heat. But when you're not accustomed to it, I mean, it's different down here, though. I mean, when you're 113, 120, just on a regular old humbug. I mean, we got in last night and, looked at the car. It was 103. By the time we started getting closer to the hotel, it was 108. With a little bit of a wind and sandstorm. But everything's all good. I'm glad I could come in for a segment or two on Old School, brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmont and Greens at Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill. Austin, I will tell you this. I sent you the article. We got about 10 minutes, so we'll dive right into these Georgia Bulldogs. And there's one thing that, Living Edge, back with Art Briles and Baylor, Baylor, to be honest with you, was a hidden gem, or at least everybody thought it was a hidden gem, where you could, recruit Texas. They started to have cool uniforms. You started to have guys go 1 and 2 in the draft with RG3, and then they had the big left tackle. I think he went number 2, Jason Smith, but he, had a little bit of, injury troubles at the next level, and they had multiple guys on defense, so forth and so on. But the downfall of Baylor was internally, I would say, just a lack of control, a toxic environment that goes beyond of even living on the edge. And then how you have Georgia, right, where, look, Georgia didn't win the national championship last year. But let's face it, if Georgia played Michigan, who are you betting your money on?
Georgia.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's just kind of one of those things that, probably would tell you they think that they were the best team. I do think Bama was better. They didn't play better against Michigan, but I think that Georgia would tell you we're one of the top three teams, and we would have had a good chance of beating Bama in a rubber match, and then obviously against Michigan. And so why I'm saying that is because they are on the cusp of dominating college for the next 4 seasons. It's easily it's an easy assumption that if there's the next 4 seasons, they could possibly get 2 championships. One for sure. It'd be disappointing if Kirby didn't get any. He's probably shooting four, but let's be honest, he could get 2. And with that being said, when you have that amount of negligence behind the wheel, and then also Austin, ever since January 2023, when they had the unfortunate accident, it seemed like the problem wasn't either addressed or guys were held accountable, because the numbers haven't changed. They've actually, the numbers of guys of, you know, speeding, wreck driving, so forth and so on, seems like they've amped up a little bit. What are your thoughts on that and how that could affect Kirby Smart and the University of Georgia, his legacy, and then also Georgia's ability to be, somewhat of a dynasty?
The first one doesn't go on Kirby as far as I'm concerned, right? With the unfortunate, oh, yeah, with deaths, right? That was the first incident. He didn't know about it. He couldn't control it. The second one, okay, maybe just one knucklehead didn't get the memo, right? Didn't sink in. He's new to the team, whatever it is. All of the subsequent ones, I think, you know, you have to some degree hold against Kirby Smart. Now, I'm not saying it takes him, you know, out of Hall of Fame consideration, or he's not still one of the best,
right,
you know, defensive minds of all time. But when you view Kirby Smart as a head coach and a legend of the game, when we think about these upper tier coaches, Kirby Smart has a chance to be one of the defining coaches of the era. He has the chance to, you know, continue to bolster his resume to the point where he can say, I'm the one that dethroned Nick Saban, arguably the greatest college coach of all time. Kirby Smart has a chance to take credit for that, building it in Alabama's image and then exceeding it, knocking them down a peg. But if these disciplinary issues keep up and they end up knocking Georgia off track, that goes on Kirby for not nipping it in the bud, for not being a stricter disciplinarian. It's one thing when it happens to the Chiefs, right? Talk about disciplinary issues, right? The Kansas City Chiefs, in the same vein as Georgia, have had their fair share of disciplinary issues off the field, especially since this last Super Bowl win, but even a couple sprinkled in, you know, before last season. Okay, it's one thing if you're paid professionals, you can cut a guy, say, nope, we're done with that distraction, we can move a different direction. Not always that easy in college when you're supposed to spend time boots on the ground, recruiting, getting to know these young prospects, making sure they're the type of person that you want in your program. And I get it. It's driving, right? You feel young, you feel invincible, you do some things that you maybe shouldn't. But at some point, if the message isn't sinking into the players, this isn't just dumb and stupid. People are getting hurt and you're actively hurting the football team when you choose to drive this carelessly. At some point, that has to reflect on Kirby Smart, and I think we're to that point.
Yeah, I mean, it's the numbers are, I mean, I get it, the first couple, and you know, you can't control. And the big difference, like you said, you know, if I'm an NFL player, I'm personally held accountable, and then the team holds me accountable, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas in college, you know, unless it's a big-time player, you're not going to really get much out of suing him, you know, suing an athlete for reckless driving, say you get in a fender bender, so forth and so on. And who knows if these young guys even have car insurance. Now let's take it a step further. When, you know, you have a tragic accident, made national news, it probably hurt Jalen Carter in this, I would say, right? I mean, mm-hmm. he was easily the most dominant football player out there. If he doesn't go number one, he probably should be number two. Obviously, he's a Pro Bowler within, you know, a year or two, and he's taken over for Fletcher Cox. And Philadelphia feels just fine with him starting over. Or it's not starting over, but starting to be in that lead dog role on the defensive line. And so with Kirby Smart, this is a chance of you to cement yourself as a Hall of Fame coach. But this is a controllable eyesore that hasn't been addressed. It's almost like he's – you know, got up and portrayed that he cared, you know, anytime he gets injured, right? Or not injured, but interviewed. But as soon as he probably got, you know, away from the mic, it seems like, okay, you guys just do whatever you want. Just make sure that you don't essentially kill somebody. they need to address it. Or if they're all driving these cars from NIL deals, those cars, you know, if they're, you know, some.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mustangs or whatever they're at, and they're driving some powerful vehicles. They're not they're not driving any like Ford uses and stuff like that. You need to address it that way. I mean, to be honest with you, all you have to do is make an example of one player, and that doesn't mean you take a scholarship. What that means, you shut them down for a while. Georgia has enough depth that they can do it, but ultimately, the price that they could pay in the perception, which we know a lot of times is a reality now. Is definitely an eyesore and a black eye on Kirby Smart and the University of Georgia.
It is, and this is where I want to be completely fair to Kirby Smart, right? Because I know you and DP have this conversation all the time, is that coaches are players, right? At some point, Kirby has to take control of his program, you know, make an example out of one guy, not unfairly, right? Find the situation that it's right to say, hey, enough is enough. You're an important enough player to us that I can afford to send this message, and it's going to resonate and reverberate throughout the locker room. So find that situation, take full advantage of it. But at the same time, it's on the players too, right? Kirby can't drive around with all of his players. At some point, they have to take personal responsibility and accountability. Maybe Kirby hasn't, you know, done everything in his power. Maybe he's, you know, bringing in, or has plans to bring in some speakers, right, during summer ball or before fall camp. Of, you know, parents who lost their kids to reckless driving, or kids that lost their parents to reckless driving, survivors, victims, whatever it might be. Maybe that's on the docket. Maybe, you know, he has to, you know, find some technology that we know exists for safe driving, you know, benefits and rewards.
You put a throttle on them bad boys.
Seriously.
You know, a governor on their cars. That's what they need to do.
Right. Whatever it is. I mean, maybe Kirby Smart hasn't done everything in his power, but I can't believe that he's encouraging this necessarily. Now, sometimes maybe the inaction is, you know, making people think they can get away with it. But I would like to think highly of Kirby Smart, that he would take the responsibility for this and do everything in his power. But at some point, some of it falls on Kirby, but it also falls on the backs and the shoulders of these players to finally wise up and make the mature decision to drive fast, but not that fast.
You know, often, you know, that we got a couple coming in, and we had old dad. He said he asked it, would Tom Osborne address it? He would address it, but, you know, more importantly, you talk about the players that, you know, in the locker room, it would be a talk about the time. You know, there was some stuff going on in Nebraska, and we're starting to get some national heat. Obviously won a national championship the year before, lost it or got to get, you know, taken away from us from Florida State, then 95 teams, so forth and so on. And, you know, our lead, Christian Peter, and those guys that, you know, stood up and said, look, if I catch any of you guys or we hear about any of you guys down on O Street, breaking curfew, which our curfew was Thursday night, you know, we had to be in by 9 or something like that and get in trouble on O Street, let alone even going out to O Street after a game. Because, you know, that back then we felt like, you know, people were trying to target us or whatever. So, and you know what, all that we were saying is, you know, don't be in the wrong place at the right time. You would have to answer to leadership you know, in the locker room. And that's good peer pressure. That takes the pressure off the coaches. And that's what Georgia needs. And we've got another texter that says that, you know, with NIL, you know, quote unquote, unlimited money, they're going to do what they want. Well, here's the thing's going to change a little bit. We're going to probably go longer in the next segment before I got to bounce out of here, cool, because we're going to cover it being an employee, but then we're going to also cover conference realignment with my Hurricanes, with my family's Hurricanes. I'm always Huskers. Florida State and Clemson, possibly UNC going to the Big 12. We're going to talk a little bit about that, but unlimited money can go away. If you ever get a chance, you get to follow TCU's strength coach. I just only seen a couple things where he said, if you're mature enough to accept a check for NIL, you're mature enough to be held accountable and sure enough to lose it, right? The ramifications. And so with the NIL, and whether they're employees or not, there's going to be restrictions on it, code of conduct, behavior stuff, so forth and so on. So, you know, I think, you know, Kirby's got, I mean, right before the season too. And, you know, let's also be honest before we go to break. We've seen this, you know, at different times at Nebraska. These articles will somehow pop up when they have, either a recent incident or, you know, somebody wants to get some clicks. So we got to be a little bit fair there. But it's obviously been a problem for quite some time. It was a problem before the unfortunate accident in 2023. That was just a byproduct of the culture getting behind a car and obviously the wheel and driving way, way too fast and lost some lives. So it's something that they need to address. There's a way to do it. They just got to put a little bit more effort into it.
I think so. And I don't want to, you know, put it all on his shoulders, but Carson Beck, now's your time to step up. If you're the leader of the team, right, you own that locker room. This is where I think Georgia is missing a guy like Nolan Smith, right? By all accounts, great dude off the field, fantastic student, really good leader. We know Georgia's talented. But Jay, I couldn't tell you who the leader of that defense is. Right. It's supposed to be Carson Beck's team. And to be fair, he hasn't gotten in trouble for this. But he also, we don't know that he's put his foot down and said, enough is enough. Right? If I hear about this or you're doing this, your punishment is here in the locker room. Right? This is my team. We have a chance to win a national championship. You guys got to focus. It's not Carson Beck's fault. But at this point, this is where a leader steps up and does more.
Yeah, we always question guys whether, you know, high profile college guys or pros where, you know, you can't being a leader isn't conditional. You know, either you're invested in being a leader and being the best, you know, teammate as possible. And sometimes it's not fun. It's not easy having those conversations or putting yourself out there. Cause you know, when you try to hold somebody else accountable, they're looking to hold you accountable as well. So that it's almost like you're holding two people accountable to a higher level than they, you know, previous, you know, we're at. And so, you know, we see in the pros, you like to see guys speak up on different stuff. And sometimes they do speak up on stuff. People get mad, but ultimately, if you care about the University of Georgia, obviously Carson Beck's got a lot on the line too, even though he's rated as a first round pick, doesn't mean it's a foregone conclusion because the quarterback class is extremely deep and the better that Georgia plays and the less negative press that they get, they're more likely, that they'll end up in a one or two seed in the college football playoffs versus a 4, 5, and 6. And that could be the path to not only a national championship, but for Carson Beck, you haven't won a championship yet. Stetson Bennett won 2. You're supposed to be a first round pick, but I'm telling you, when Stetson Bennett comes back, and I'm sure he's, you know, been back there to Georgia, he is held at a higher regard than Carson Beck, right? So there's a lot of stuff going on. But with that being said, we're going to take a quick break. Come back. We're going to talk about if there's two Knowles in the Hurricanes can come together and move conferences together. You know, Austin, two schools that hate each other going to show up on the doorsteps of the Big 12 and say, we're here with good intentions. I don't know how well that's going to work, but we're going to talk about it after the break. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, we'll be right back.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.